paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I will be with you again next week interviewing Christoph Merville on homeopathy. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows, including this one, if you want to hear it again. Visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements in both places. I want to remind you that there is a huge grand reopening, and Village Green is bigger and they have lots more to offer now. And that's going on Monday, September 10th to Saturday, September 29th. So it just began this week. Make sure you stop by. They've got expanded product selections, brighter space and a new floor plan, new shelving, counters and floors, and a dedicated pharmacy and compounding pharmacy area. They will have special events. They're going to have book signings, giveaways of nutritional consultations, and gift certificates. So you really want to take advantage of the sales that are going on now. You can save 25% on personal care products, 30% on pathway nutrition products, and 25% off a variety of brands that they carry. So please take advantage. Now, today, our topic is probiotics and gut health, and we've talked about probiotics before, but today we're going to have much more information. Our guest is Bill Schadl. He's director of Metagenics Training, and he is a longtime educator. He helps doctors, pharmacists, and other healthcare practitioners understand and apply nutrition as a therapy. He has provided courses and training in the U.S., Canada, Europe, Mexico, and Australia, and he's managed sales teams, product lines, divisions, and companies in the nutrition sciences field. And Bill's expertise is in taking complex nutritional topics and explaining them in clear and easy ways to understand. Bill is also a co-author of the acclaimed Nutrition Masters course series. So we've got an expert today, and we're going to learn a lot. Bill, welcome to our show.
Well, thanks so much, Dana. It's nice to be here. I appreciate your bringing me onto your show.
Well, I love this because I learn something every time. I once met a professional who said, I know everything about neurology. He's a neurologist. And I thought, I wouldn't even say that about nutrition. And I've spent more than half my life dedicated to the topic. And we learn something every day. And that's the neat part. Not only do I get to share it with the listeners, but I learn myself always. So tell us a little bit about, let's start out with probiotics and some core information for our listeners.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I don't pretend to know everything about anything, so I totally agree with you, Dana. I think that learning is a lifelong process, and when you stop learning, it's probably when you die. But having said that, the the whole subject of probiotics is a rapidly growing and expanding area of research in nutrition in particular, but in health in general. And it's interesting because it's one of those older studies that started many, many years ago, kind of fell out of favor, and then over the past actually probably 20 years has begun to get traction again. Probiotics simply means the healthy or friendly bacteria that live in and around our body. And in our context, we're generally talking about probiotics as related to the bacteria that live in our gut, in our digestive tract. One of the earlier researchers in this area was a guy named Eli Metchnikoff at the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries. He was a student and one of the researchers at the Pasteur Institute. And as Pasteur was developing his understanding of unfriendly bacteria, Metchnikoff came across the concept that there are friendly bacteria. There are things that are actually good for us. And he started a whole area of interest in science back in the late 1800s and early 1900s around healthy living and cleansing programs. But it kind of fell out of favor because it was not really well understood, and it was eclipsed and kind of devolved into a fringe belief that if you cleansed your digestive tract, that somehow that would contribute to beneficial health. Well, unfortunately for society, that was given short shrift. It kind of fell out of favor, and for a long time the belief was that if the contents of the digestive tract were just there. They weren't good or bad for us unless they got out of control, and then they became bad for us. But over the past 20 years, we were developing a whole new understanding of this. And in fact, I found it very interesting. I think it was two or three issues ago of Scientific American, there was a cover story on the benefits of friendly bacteria that live in our digestive tract. Since then, I've noticed that there's been another featured article in Scientific American, and even a couple of weeks ago in The Economist. You would never expect The Economist to have an article of the benefits of friendly bacteria, but it did, and it was
that's great.
I'm sorry?
I said that's great.
Yeah, I was just very surprised at that. But what it was saying is that we now are coming to the belief, when I say we, I mean the scientific community is coming to the belief and in the health community that the bacteria that live in our digestive tract are not only important for health, but they should be considered part of our immune system, because we used to think that our immune system was affected by what happened in the digestive tract. Now we know that the bacteria actually stimulate our immune system. The right type of bacteria actually stimulate our immune system to mature. And they've shown that mice that are grown with a sterile gut have an immature immune system, and that they're much more prone to a wide host of illnesses, and not just opportunistic infections like a bacterial infection, but more significant things like even autoimmune diseases. So this is a fascinating and rapidly growing area of scientific research.
Yes, it is. And I'm excited to see it happen. My career goes back 40, 45 years. And I can tell you that it was considered just avant-garde, unnecessary, and actually dangerous to take something that had bugs in it, bacteria in it, even though fermented foods have been around a long time. And that's how we naturally get them in our diet, through fermented foods, which, as you know, we're not getting much of. And I always like to remind people that we have 10 trillion human cells and about 100 trillion of the microbiome, or friendly bacteria. And they rock. We're one part human, 10 part bug.
I know. It's interesting you use the term microbiome, because that's cropping up more and more in the literature today too. And the microbiome, of course, is the sum total of all the bacteria that live in our gut. And I want to stress that not all the bacteria there is good for us. There's you mentioned 10 times more bacteria cells that live in our gut than the total number of cells in our body, and that's exactly accurate. there's something like somewhere between 500 and 1,000 different kinds of bugs that live in our digestive tract. Some of them are very dangerous if they get out of control, and some of them are very good for us and help to keep the dangerous ones under control, and some are more or less neutral. They're just kind of there. So it's a balance of the right kind of bacteria that we're looking to achieve. And as you said, the original source is from our diet.
If we have a healthy diet.
Yeah, I stress a healthy diet. I agree. If we have the right bacteria initially, and if we eat a healthy, varied, broad diet, we're going to be exposed to a lot of these friendly bacteria. They're in things like cultured dairy products, like yogurt and kefir and buttermilk. They're in sauerkraut. They're in lots and lots of different foods that we used to eat a lot more of, but unfortunately less so over time. It's a very good observation that our diet ain't what it used to be.
Yeah, and even the commercial brands may have none. Some of them will state that it does contain active bacteria, and some of them are actually starting to give a count since people are now aware.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that the original source of one of the most commonly studied bacteria is called Lactobacillus acidophilus. Lactobacillus just describes the shape of the bacteria. The lacto part means that it's originally found in dairy products, in milk, it likes milk. That's how it's normally grown. And the acidophilus means acid-loving, so it's a description of the type of bacteria. But the original source for most Lactobacillus acidophilus consumption in our diet was yogurt. But unfortunately, it tends to be kind of tart, and a lot of people don't care for it. So to improve, taking that term advisedly, to improve the flavor and to make it more popular, the companies that were using the Lactobacillus acidophilus, or I should say producing it, in many cases, changed it to a different bacteria that may not have the therapeutic benefits, but tastes better.
Interesting. I did not know that. Yeah. So that is why some of the yogurt products taste sweeter, perhaps, and the tartness is gone. As I understand it, we changed the lactose to lactic acid, which is where we get the tartness of the fermented yogurts and or even other fermented foods as well. So that's a taste that people have not been used to. Would you say that, Bill?
I would, yeah. Let's qualify that. We used to be used to it, but it's not common today.
So what is the different bacteria? How did they alter the Lactobacillus acidophilus so that it gives a different taste?
It's actually a different bacteria. There are, as I said before, there are somewhere between 500 and 1,000 different kinds of bacteria that live in our digestive tract, and there's hundreds of thousands of more that are in our environment. And what happens, unfortunately, is that, or fortunately, it's just a question of the biochemistry of it, that the bacteria is defined by the medium in which it grows. So I mentioned before that Lactobacillus acidophilus loves milk. It grows best in dairy products. If you take that same bacteria and try and grow it in a different medium, unless you know exactly what you're doing, it actually mutates and becomes a different bacteria. And when it becomes that different bacteria, you don't know if it still contains the same therapeutic benefits that the original bacteria, the original bug, did.
You know, that's fascinating, and I know that's news to quite a few people. And what I'd like to do is talk about this more in the next segment, because we've got lots of details. You certainly have given us some good information. And for those who have just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on probiotics, and we're talking to Bill Schadl, Director of Metagenics Training.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information about you and your health. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday I'll be with you again interviewing Christoph Merville on homeopathy. Want to remind you again, there's a great sale and a great celebration going on at Village Green. It is their grand reopening sale. They have remodeled and have more products and lots of expansive services. And they will be doing some demos during this time. They have giveaways of nutritional consultations and gift certificates. And you can check for the schedule of events on the website, myvillagegreen.com. So make sure you check that out. Great sale started this Monday, September 10th, last Monday, and to Saturday, September 29th. So you've got a short period of time to take advantage of getting to see the new digs, I guess I should say, in the same location. And 30% off on Pathway products, 25% off other products, and also 25% off personal care products. So make sure you go by. And let's get back to our interesting discussion. We're talking about probiotics and gut health, and we're talking with Bill Shaddle, who's a long-term educator, helping doctors and pharmacists and other healthcare practitioners understand and apply nutrition as a therapy. So let's talk more about the fact that the microbiome, the friendly bacteria in our gut, are very important, and that when we get our good bacteria from fermented foods, there's a lot that we may not know. If the what you said, if the medium that is fermented, is changed, that the bacteria that you've started with can mutate to another form. And that was new information. So let's talk more about that, Bill.
Okay. It is interesting because the life cycle of these bacteria is very short. If they're fed properly, they grow, they do have their life, they produce their offspring, in a sense. They divide and become a larger colony, and that happens very rapidly. It can happen sometimes in a few hours even. So having a viable bacteria, one that's been established to be beneficial to humans and provide health benefits, is part art and part science. If you just grow a bacteria, you don't know. It could mutate very rapidly, so it has to be very carefully controlled in its growth environment, fed the right nutrients, kept at the right temperature, kept at the right pH, all of those things, and then regularly checked to make sure that it continues to be what you think it is. Historically, the people who made yogurt in the Eastern European societies were very, very jealous of their starter cultures. They would protect them very carefully and not share those starter cultures with other people because that was their business, and they used it to grow yogurt or to grow fermented dairy products, whatever it was that they were doing. Well, it's become more of a science today, and so the ability to grow a bacteria that has therapeutic benefits is becoming better and better documented. But the challenge continues to be exactly what is it that you're looking at? What is it you're growing? What is the bacteria precisely? Some of these have actually been fully characterized by their DNA, just like humans now. We've had with the Human Genome Project a few years back, we know all of the genes that are present in the human body. Some of these bacteria have been characterized exactly the same way. And now, instead of the genus and species, which the genus is the Lactobacillus, the species would be Acidophilus. Those are two designations that help scientists understand what type of bug, in essence, they're looking at. Now they're getting more refined so that they're identifying the strain. And the example would be, let me back up a step. The strain is very important because the strain is a very specific organism. You have a large family and then a group. The genus is the large family, and then you have a group, the species, and then the strain tells you exactly which bacteria it is. So the metaphor would be the family would be Canis, for example, which would be wolves, dogs, coyotes, and so forth. And you continue to refine it down until you get to a Labrador Retriever. And a Labrador Retriever would be a specific strain of a dog, which is a subcategory of Canis. And then Canis comes under vertebrates and so forth and mammals. So each step in that process of naming it makes it more and more precise, and so you know exactly what you're dealing with. So to extend that metaphor, if you decide that dogs are good, and I'm a dog person, I've got two black labs that are we treat them as if they were kids, which is kind of pathetic, but in any case, if you decide that dogs are good and you want a guard dog, and so you just go pick a dog, you don't know if that dog is going to be a good guard dog. Maybe you picked a sled dog or a carrier or a herding dog or some other type of dog that has been bred for a different function. It may not make a good guard dog. If you wanted to get a good guard dog, you'd get a Doberman Pinscher or you might get a Rottweiler. Those have been specifically bred for very specific traits, territorialism, protection, a certain amount of aggression, but easily trained and so forth. And if you get the wrong kind of dog, you may get a completely different function. Well, the exact same thing is true with bacteria. If you go looking for a Lactobacillus acidophilus, you're going to get generic Lactobacillus acidophilus. And you have no way of knowing, you as the consumer, have no way of knowing if that particular bacteria has ever been studied to show any therapeutic benefit. So if you want to know if a product is going to do you any good, you have to look for a strain. And an example of a strain would be Lactobacillus acidophilus, that's the genus and species, and the strain would be NCFM. The NCFM stands for North Carolina Food Microbiology, and that's where it was originally studied. And that particular and specific strain has been very thoroughly researched and studied in humans and animals and in laboratories, and scientists know pretty well what it does. And it's a very specific proprietary strain. So if you just get Lactobacillus acidophilus and think that you're getting therapeutic benefit, you may not be.
That is fascinating. Thank you for going into the background. Can we talk a little bit about strains and the different impact they have? Most people are not aware that these strains do have specific functions, and some are more healthy for the gut, some are healthier for other tissues, for other functions within the gut. There are many functions within the gut. Let's go over some of those.
Okay. There are some of the strains that people will have heard of are going to be Lactobacillus acidophilus and Bifidobacterium. And there's a Bifidobacterium infantis and a number of other different types of Bifidobacterium lactis, different types of Bifidus bacteria. It used to be believed that infants had predominantly or exclusively Bifidobacterium infantis from infants. And the contention was that if the mother was healthy during the birth process, in the birth canal and at the nipple, at the breast, the baby would get the opportunity to get healthy bacteria. And that's actually very true. A child is born with almost a completely sterile digestive tract. And during birth, going through the birth canal, and then nursing at the mother's breast, the child would be exposed to these friendly bacteria. So that calls into question what happens during a C-section, for example, and what happens if the mother goes directly to bottle feeding or formula rather than breast milk. Then the baby doesn't get the opportunity to get friendly bacteria. Well, we now know that while it's true that probably the first bacteria that's exposed to the child, the first friendly bacteria, is going to be Bifidobacteria, very quickly Lactobacillus acidophilus and other bacteria begin to grow. So it's no longer believed that Bifidobacteria is exclusively for infants and Lactobacillus is for adults. In fact, you can give both bacteria. Both of them are available if it's the correct strain. Both of them are available commercially, and both have been shown to have significant health benefits. So that's two, Lactobacillus acidophilus, and the strain is NCFM. The Bifidobacterium lactis, one of the strains that's well known is the BIO7. There's a couple of other strains similar to that. In addition to that, there's a Lactobacillus plantarum, and the strain that's been studied is called the 299V. Lactobacillus plantarum 299V has been shown to be very helpful in helping to control inflammation. So it's actually used for people with some transient inflammatory processes in their gut. Other bacteria are things like the Lactobacillus, there's actually salivarius. LS33 is another bacteria, the Lactobacillus salivarius LS33. I mentioned the plantarum. There's another one called Streptococcus thermophilus, the ST21 strain. All of these have been studied for different things. Some of them enhance and support the immune system's function. Some of them actually help to regulate the immune system, and without which the immune system never has the opportunity to properly mature. Some of them are specifically for things like traveler's diarrhea. There's another, it's actually not a bacteria, it's kind of it's a yeast form, Saccharomyces, which is very similar to the Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the bacteria or the yeast that ferments beer. It's a Saccharomyces boulardii. Some people think that it might even be not just a cousin, it may even be the same thing. But brewer's yeast is what we've also referred to it as. But Saccharomyces boulardii is very good for helping to control other types of unfriendly bacteria. So, for example, if you travel to Mexico or if people from Mexico travel here and they're exposed to a different type of bacteria than what their system is used to, you can get what's called traveler's diarrhea. And a combination of different bacteria, with the Saccharomyces boulardii as one of the main ones, has been shown to help to control things like traveler's diarrhea.
Yes, excellent. That, what's old again is new. Wonderful. And so many of us, especially when we go to other countries, are so uncultured as far as our guts go that we really succumb quite quickly to a new bacterial strain. So it's good to gear up before you take off. We want to talk about some of the products that may combine. There are products out there. I know you're going to talk about some of those that are specific for conditions. And this explanation of the different types and the numbers makes it easy to understand what we're looking at. For those of you who have just tuned in, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with Bill Schadel, and we are talking about probiotics, your gut health, immunity. We've gone way beyond the gut, and we want to do that because it's so important. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning, and I'll be with you next Sunday at 10 AM, interviewing Christoph Merville on homeopathy. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows, including this one. Also a reminder, the grand reopening sale they have renovated at Village Green. It's been going on since September 10th through September 29th. Lots of good sales, new products, expanded products. They're also having many giveaways and nutritional consultations, gift certificates, product demos. So it's going to be a good time. We're also going to have some signings, and Kevin and I will be there also to meet and greet some of the people that are listening to the show. It's always nice to meet those individuals. So we hope to see many of you there. Now, we've been talking with Bill Schadel, and we're talking about probiotics and gut health, but we're expanding it because the gut affects the rest of the body. We've talked about that before. So we're going to try to cover immune health, leaky gut, inflammation in this and the final segment. So let's get started, Bill. Immune health is good. We're facing the cold and flu season soon.
Yeah, it's interesting. We tend to think of cold and flu as being, upper respiratory and directly related to just the health of the immune system and being exposed to someone else who had a cold or a flu. There was a study that was performed a couple years ago by a physician here in the U.S. who gave Lactobacillus acidophilus, NCFM, and the BIO7 form of the bifidobacterium, the B. lactis BIO7, to children, and showed that they were able to significantly reduce upper respiratory infection in children just by using those two bacteria in therapeutic quantities. They gave fairly high doses of them, but it's fascinating to me that something that has that historically has been ignored, the contents of the digestive tract were believed by immunologists to have virtually no impact on the health of the immune system as long as they didn't get out of control and the gut didn't become completely compromised. But now we're finding more and more that the contents of the digestive tract, the healthy contents of the digestive tract, can have a direct impact on the health and function of the immune system. And being able to prevent cold and flu and reduce the severity of colds in children by giving a friendly bacteria is really a fascinating strategy. One of the things that we've done is developed a couple of different strains of bacteria or products that are specifically for children. We've got a new real nice chewable at Metagenics for children. It's called Ultraflora Children's. And another product that contains the actual bacteria that were used in that study that I mentioned before, looking at cold and flu. And it's called Ultraflora Synergy, and a similar one is Ultraflora Immune Health. And we've modified some of these bacteria by adding into them what are called prebiotics. And a prebiotic is a substance that the bacteria consume as a food, and it helps to support the health of the bacteria. So it's kind of like bacterial fertilizer, if you will. One of the better known ones is a substance called FOS. It's called, that's an acronym that stands for fructooligosaccharides. And FOS is made from things like chicory or Jerusalem artichoke. And it is we can't consume it as a fuel. We can't digest it, but the bacteria can digest it. And when they do, they then produce substances that are beneficial for us that help support our immune system. So by taking a probiotic, such as the Lactobacillus acidophilus NCFM, and adding a prebiotic, such as FOS from Jerusalem artichoke, you have a combination formula that enhances the benefit and strength of the product, which ultimately leads to an enhanced formula for humans. So those are a couple of things that we've been working on that I think will significantly benefit the consumers, in particular the children.
Yes, this is very timely. Our thoughts are always, and I know that you agree with this, to keep individuals all ages from birth on regular probiotics, getting them in preventively and then having some of the additional help when it comes to immune health, which we just talked about, and leaky gut, unhealthy gut, and also inflammation. So can you give some products that are good for routine use as compared to those that help in the instant when we're having trouble?
Yeah, very good question. The routine products, the products that I would probably use for routine health is a product called Ultraflora Balance and another one called Ultraflora Advanced. And then we have, of course, I mentioned before, the Ultraflora Children's Formula. The Ultraflora Advanced and Ultraflora Balance both contain the same type of bacteria. They both contain the very thoroughly researched NCFM strain of Lactobacillus acidophilus and the B. lactis or Bifidobacterium lactis BIO7. But then they're different in the type of prebiotics that are added to it. One has the fructooligosaccharides, and the other one has an addition of immunoglobulins, or another formula, I should say. That one is called Ultraflora Immune Health. So we have one formula that's just the two bacteria. We have another formula that's two bacteria along with the FOS. And then there's another formula that contains immunoglobulins from whey, which is a milk product that it's kind of like when the child is born or when a calf is born, the first milk that comes in is called colostrum. And that's very, very rich. It's almost exclusively immunoglobulins. Well, later on, as the colostrum ends and the milk begins, the regular milk comes in, the amount of immunoglobulins drops, but it never goes completely away. And so those immunoglobulins are very important in helping to stimulate and maintain normal immune function in humans, as well as obviously in cows and calves for dairy products, or for dairy cattle. But in those also have been shown to be beneficial for humans as well. So that's why we've combined some of our formulations with specific immunoglobulins.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that, too, because we also explain to our patients and those listening that they can increase the intake, and they can use homemade probiotics, add the prebiotics both in the diet, and then take the supplements. People say, can I do too much? And when we think that the American gut has about 40% of what we're supposed to have, I guess the answer is it's hard to do too much with regard to getting probiotics. What do you think, Bill?
I think that's an excellent way of putting it. When people say, can you do too much? I mean, that's a kind of a loaded question because you can drink too much water.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There are documented cases of people who have done stupid things as a result of a dare and died from drinking too much water. So to say that something is completely without any concern or any harm at all is kind of silly because everything is potentially harmful. But then it becomes a question of what's reasonable. Nutritional supplements, by and large, are not just safe. They're extraordinarily safe, and particularly when you compare them to some of the pharmaceutical agents where you have a very, very narrow dose response curve. If you give too little, it does nothing. If you do too much, it can be very harmful and even kill you. Of course, nutritional supplements and herbs and probiotics and all these other things can be overdone. But the chances of that happening are so remote that it's something that you can almost ignore. And particularly in our society where, as you say, we've gone for two or three generations with very poor diet and very poor choices, not because we deliberately wanted to, but because most consumers just didn't know. And foods are now being made to appeal to taste or convenience instead of having the kind of nutritional value that they should have and that they used to have. So to answer your question directly, yes, of course you can do too much, but the chances of that happening are almost zero.
I'm glad to deliberately try to. Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. We have talked about supplement safety and with regard to the nutrients that the body absorbs more when it needs more and less when it needs less, and that's homeostasis, which drugs don't have. There's no stopgap there, the safety gap. So that's why the risk from death from supplements is 0.0001%. And there are anywhere from 0 to 2 to maybe 10 a year, usually a child getting a hold of mom's iron pills and a toddler getting them and eating the bottle before they can be treated. So Yes, that's scary and that's severe. But the safety factor is huge. And every time there's an effort in Congress to make it a requirement that every supplement combination go through the same rigor that they put medicines through, somebody says, show us the bodies. Mm-hmm. Where is the risk? Now, supplements are also being made based on pharmaceutical GMP technologies, so they're being made in the same way that pharmaceutical agents are. But just to say that you can have C and E, and then if you put them together, you've got to go through millions of dollars of testing, is just bizarre. When the risk for death by supplements is among the lowest. I should get the risks that are above that and list those that are more significant, but I don't have them in my head right now.
Well, bee sting and shark attack and lightning strikes are much higher.
Yeah, good one. Thank you.
You're actually more likely to be killed by I don't want to trivialize this, but being struck by lightning while being stung to death by bees than you are dying from a result of taking natural nutritional supplements.
It's
very unlikely. And interestingly, the kids who tend to get a hold of their mother's iron pills, generally speaking, the reason that that's an issue for the kids is that they look like candy, right?
Yes.
The type of iron pills that most of these kids are overdosing on from their mother's medicine cabinet have been prescribed, and they usually will have a sugar coating of some kind. Most natural iron supplements don't have that, so they don't look like M&Ms, and the kids are less likely to consume them. So ironically, the type of iron pills that you find tend to be more involved in accidental overdose are the kind that you might get, you would not find in a health food store or in your physician's office, who's a naturally oriented physician.
What a good point. And the sweetener is on there so that it tastes better to mom, but if you're swallowing it, it would almost be a good recommendation that they make the iron pills distasteful, because that would immediately stop a toddler, I would think.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. So anyhow, continue, please.
Well, we've talked about the importance for immunology, the different types of products that are combined that can be used. Even though some of them tend to be more helpful for immune health or leaky gut or inflammation, we can benefit from them. People don't have to be worried. Are they getting something that they may not need? The body's going to use what it has. So we'll talk. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the functions of the probiotics outside of the GI tract. And for those of you that have just tuned in, we're the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and this is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We've been talking with Bill Shaddle, and we're talking about probiotics, gut health, and we're expanding it to body health. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care, to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning, and I will be here again next Sunday interviewing Christoph Merville on homeopathy. And just a final reminder about the grand reopening sale at Village Green, September 10th through the 29th. And they really want you to come in and see the newly expanded and remodeled store. I think you'll find it so user-friendly. And they also have some giveaways, nutritional consultations, and gift certificates, some demos. Kevin and I will be there to meet listeners and talk with you. And we also, I'll be doing a book signing. So there's a lot going on at Village Green. And also 30% off on Pathway products, 25% on other products, and 25% on personal care products. So it's very exciting. Now, we've been talking with Bill Schadl, and we've been really getting into the specifics of probiotics. We've talked about gut health. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And I just want to let you know that Bill has provided courses and training in the U.S., Canada, Europe, Mexico, and Australia. And he is the Senior Director for Training for Metagenics. So let's get back on our subject of probiotics and the gut.
Well, thank you, Dana. This has been a fascinating conversation for me as well. I enjoyed learning a lot from you, too.
Well, thank you.
One of the things that that's so intriguing to me about the gut and gut integrity and gut health is that it's not just related to what goes on in the gut. There's a problem that is being identified as becoming more and more of a significant area of research called endotoxemia. And endotoxemia is when the friendly bacteria get overwhelmed by the unfriendly bacteria. I mentioned earlier that there's somewhere between 500 and 1,000 different types of bacteria that live in the gut, and that some of them are good for us, but many of them are actively not good for us, and they're kept under control by the friendly bacteria. Well, if we consume a lot of antibiotics in our diet, which you can get by eating a lot of meat products, which contain antibiotics, because antibiotics help the animal to grow faster, or alternately, if you take antibiotics, the friendly bacteria can be killed off, and that allows unfriendly bacteria to get a foothold. When that happens, the unfriendly bacteria continue to grow, producing toxic substances, byproducts, as part of their growth cycle, which we can then absorb. And when that happens, that contributes to problems throughout the system. And that can be further irritated or exacerbated when you have what's called leaky gut syndrome. And leaky gut happens when the normal control mechanisms for allowing what's supposed to get through the GI wall into the bloodstream begin to break down, and things that are not supposed to get into the bloodstream begin to be absorbed. When that happens, then endotoxemia becomes not just a problem for the gut, but it becomes a significant problem for the rest of the body. And scientists are beginning to identify a connection between leaky gut and such things as autoimmune disease. It's interesting that one well-known autoimmune disease called myasthenia gravis, it's not a very common disease, but it's characterized by destruction of certain receptors in the brain, that the immune system is destroying those receptors. Well, the interesting part is that the receptors have a physical shape that's very close to the shape of certain bacteria that normally live in your gut. Well, if those bacteria somehow get fragments of those bacteria get into your bloodstream, the immune system reacts to them and then can't tell the difference between them and those receptors in the brain that are destroyed during myasthenia gravis. So there's at least a reasonable and logical connection between endotoxemia, leaky gut, and different autoimmune diseases that is fascinating for research scientists today.
You know, that's a new piece of information too, Bill. You're just full of news you can use. I didn't have to do that segment today. I mean, the gut-brain connection we've always understood as because they're neurotransmitters that are the same in both systems, and we're now learning that it's an even more intimate connection.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you've got endotoxemia that leads, and combined with leaky gut, that opens up the door for autoimmune diseases, and not just in the brain, but in the joints and everywhere. There's a great deal of research, and this could be another topic for discussion, but there's a great deal of research to connect those two together. Furthermore, interestingly, overgrowth of unfriendly bacteria leads to an increased inflammatory process in the gut that's been directly related to obesity and to diabetes. You can draw a connection to what goes on in the gut to such things as obesity and diabetes. And these are diseases that are and conditions that are going to bankrupt our society unless we can figure out what to do about them to correct them.
Fascinating
area.
This is fascinating. And the press on this was misleading. I saw the headline, bacterial infection causes obesity, and I thought, I think they're talking about the imbalance and the overgrowth of bad bacteria.
Yes.
And it did not, if you read it, you did get a little bit of the gist, but I'd rather see a headline that says not having enough good bacteria and the right kind in the gut can lead to diabetes, obesity, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. And this area of research is very rich and growing. And I anticipate that in the next few years, we're going to learn so much more about how inflammation, which is now believed to be underlying heart cardiovascular disease and cancer and so many different chronic diseases, is going to be tied back to what goes on in the gut. Now, I'm not trying to say that that is the cause of all these diseases, but it is certainly a contributing factor that needs to be brought under control.
Thank you for saying that. Most conditions we have today are multifactorial. Many factors go into the problem. Well, I want to thank you, Bill, for being on the show. We've learned a lot. And for those of you that have tuned in, Bill is Senior Director of Training for Metagenics. And we've talked a lot about probiotics, and we certainly will continue to have the conversation. And I hope you'll join us again.
Well, thank you so much, Dana. This has been my pleasure. I've really enjoyed myself.
Well, good. I have too. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. A reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, Jamie, who sings that song? Whoa, piece of bread.
That can't possibly be a real song.
No, it is. We heard it on the car radio this morning.
Matt, we really need to get HD radio so you can hear song lyrics better. Actually, we should get a Kia Sorento with the UVO infotainment system and HD radio. This way you can hear all your corny lyrics with crystal clear digital sound quality, and I can listen to good music on all the extra FM HD2 and HD3 stations it offers. Now sing that song again to me.
Whoa.
Voice-activated UVO infotainment system with HD radio. Now available in the Kia Sorento.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. The investigation continues into the deadly attack on a U.S. diplomatic post in Libya. NBC's Ayman Mohideen is in Benghazi.
According to the Libyan president, there's no doubt as to who was behind this pre-planned attack.